direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. If we go into the lines, our leadoff batter, Wisco Paul, my friend. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Morning, Matt. Yesterday was a good day for America. Q is dangerous, like you said, but so is Fox News. They spread lies. Right, radio, they also spread lies. It's nice when 1580 gets up on the air at 6 in the morning because you guys speak to rural Wisconsin, and that's a very good thing. I want to switch to state politics here, if I could. We need more talk radio like Devil Radio in this state. Excuse me, Matt. But for goodness sakes, politics in this state are broken. You cannot even get the Republican Party to come to the table to fix the computer system on unemployment compensation.
Right.
They'd rather just leave it broke. I mean, it's ridiculous. And I don't know when these people are going to be held accountable for what they're doing. I do not hate Republicans. I mean, as long as they're willing to at least work for some good. But they can't even come to the table for the virus, which is a pandemic. I mean, I don't know how you're going to fix politics in this state. But there's no fixing Ron Johnson. That's a whole other story there. But I don't know. Is Tony, I don't know what Tony can do here. I think you should come on your station more, but anyway, when you can't even fix the unemployment system in this state, right, that is bad. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Paul. You really hit the nail on the head. First of all, the ultimate answer to that, as you know, is getting rid of gerrymandering. I mean, the fact of the matter is that right now is gerrymandered so bad that somebody like Voss can get elected no matter what. If we had fair maps, if we had a commission like they do in Iowa, where you had experts do it, and the only way you gerrymander is like to divide a county up into little slices. Greene County, where my wife's from, Monroe, divided up. Sheboygan County, where my folks had lived, divided up. The truth of the matter is that you have to have communities of interest together. And so what they do right now is Democratic districts, the minority districts are deep blue. They'll have the central part of Milwaukee. They'll have, you know, the Isthmus and Madison, load a ton of Democratic votes in so that the Democrat wins with 80 or 90% of the vote. And basically the Republicans gin it up so that they get 55 or so percent of the vote, and then they can get in 55 or 60. So gerrymandering has got to be stopped. And the way to do that is Voss will put in a crooked map. Evers will veto it. It'll bubble up through the courts. In my view, it should go up through the federal courts. Federal courts are not elected. They're not beholden to constituents. And they are much more likely to take a dispassionate view of this thing because they don't have skin in the game as a political party. And what they will do is appoint what's called a special master, a referee. They have a lot of different names for it, but this is somebody, they'll put in somebody that has a statistics background. He'll hire people and they will come up with fair maps. And that's happened, by the way, almost every 10 years for ever since 1960. You know, in 2010, when Walker got in and they had the legislature, they didn't need the courts. But prior to that, they certainly did. And I remember going back when I was party chairman, you know, we would get sued. They'd sue the chairman of each party and they'd sue this one and that one. And that's how we got the fair maps. So that's what we got to do. Otherwise, you're going to have corrupt politics for 10 more years. Paul, just think about this. Suppose that Voss puts in another crooked map for 10 years. Till the year 2030, we're not going to have any clean water in this state. We won't have any labor unions at all in this state. We practically don't anyway. We are going to have the University of Wisconsin will rank below the University of Mississippi. There'll be no money in public education. And you want that? And, you know, you can say that to your blue in the face. And the fact of the matter is the Republican voters will still vote Republican, most of them. Not all. Some of them are getting more independent, especially after Trump. But it's essential to have fair maps. Fair maps, fair maps, fair maps. Keep repeating it. Fair maps. Now, Moscow Mitch is not the only one being attacked being attacked by people who has previously supported him and Trump. Let me tell you a very disturbing thing. You know, the Republicans will shout Antifa, Antifa. And of course, you know, I don't know anybody in Wisconsin who's Antifa. It's more Portland and Seattle and all that. And I assume there's some of that, but what the heck? Believe it or not, right after, even during the inaugural yesterday, Antifa groups with masks vandalized the Democratic Party headquarters in Portland, Democratic headquarters in Seattle. They chanted, F Joe Biden, we don't want Joe Biden. We want revenge for police murders and for imperial wars and fascist massacres. Now, I've talked about police violence against not just African Americans, against everybody for a long time. There's a very small minority of officers. The guy who strangled George Floyd in, took 8 minutes to strangle him in Minnesota, should go to prison. The guy that strangled Eric Garner in Staten Island should have been prosecuted. They were ready to. Crooked William Barr stepped in and stopped it. The people who shot Breonna Taylor should have been prosecuted. The attorney general took a dive. Crooked presentation to the Tennessee grand jury. And you see a lot of that around the country. That's got to stop. The culture in police departments and in policing has got to be that the very small handful of bad cops, crooked cops, who kill unarmed people and seem to enjoy it, they've got to be stopped. But the point is, don't even bring them into the police force. Don't stand up for it. I don't want to regulate policing by felony conviction. That's absurd. We want to change the culture that the police don't see themselves as adverse to the populace as an occupying force. But there's a big difference between that and Antifa vandalizing the Democratic headquarters in Portland and shouting F Joe Biden. They went on to the ICE building and they vandalized that. That's immigration. They threw eggs and rocks at police. Police responded. So the fact is, it's a very, very small group. We do not condone it. We think it is wrong. And what you're going to end up doing is having basically fights between QAnon and Antifa. Well, we don't want any part of that. That's not America, and that's not American politics. Antifa reminds me of the nihilists in Italy back in the 1970s. They kidnapped the prime minister. I mean, they basically were nihilists. And they didn't believe in any government, and they didn't believe in any authority or anything whatsoever. In the process of getting rid of bad authority, which is this very small handful of crooked cops who murder people who are unarmed, we do that. But to have people run around saying F Joe Biden, defacing buildings, saying they want revenge for imperialist wars and fascist massacres. Let me tell you something. I grew up in the Vietnam War. I served in the Navy. But the fact is that in attacking the decision to be in Vietnam, which was correct, we should not have been in Vietnam. We lost 50,000 people. It was a useless war. At the same, there were people then that were attacking everything, and that was wrong, too. So there you have it. Moscow Mitch under attack by QAnon. Trump under attack by QAnon. People in QAnon saying that Trump is a shapeshifter and has... he's actually Biden. He swapped faces with Biden. That's how nutty they are. Moscow Mitch attacked by his own senators. Rats are attacking rats. But a smaller group, Antifa, Portland, and Seattle, you should know all the facts, did what they did. It's time to lower the temperature, stop the fever, get on with the democracy of the United States. And we have that in Joe Biden. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.